What's been the adjustment like, you know, coming from UFC to like to being a professional athlete?
I think that the transition was eased a little bit just because of the publicity that we had as a school, and kind of being exposed to like the circus early on and having, you know, Tam and Paul kind of, you know, there to guide us through and make sure everything was okay. It really like prepped us for that. But I think that athletically, you know, the transition was probably easier than most just because like the level of competition, you know, that we play. Like looking at it now, I think, you know, with Kush and Sanchez being in the league, it kind of brings that whole Coach Carroll era full circle. He was a quarterback that we went against in scrimmages and stuff like that. So, you know, for him, he got better. But for us, we also got better. You know what I mean? And it was, you know, being in the league, I'm thankful that I was around the players that I was around, the time that I was around them. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I mean, you're talking about, you know, Sanchez getting away from the Super Bowl, you know, Cushing wins Defensive Player of the Year. You know, like, what's it like seeing all your teammates, you know, having so much success and everything?
It's cool because, you know, I think that, you know, when all those guys start coming in, I have been in a spot where I received all the knowledge from the older guys. You know, and for me, it was being who I was, independent of what the whole football player persona was, and, you know, staying true to that and kind of reminding, you know, those young guys of, like, little things, you know, that other athletes might not have been telling them. So to see them, you know, go off and be successful, you know, is like huge, because I have individually with both Mark and Cushing, you know, we've had personal conversations that, you know, we won't forget.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And to see those guys doing well is just like, it's an extension of family, you know what I mean? Because we bled together and worked together, so it's like exciting.
You're talking about like family. Have you like talked at all to the guys here, like giving them any advice, you know?
Well, I talked to, you know, DeVar, Kennard.
Kennard, yeah.
Excuse me, but I talked to him, talked to some of the older guys, the seniors, some of the younger guys like Derek, Simmons, or whatnot, and just really, you know, I always felt like I needed older guys to come around and, like, share with me what was going on and what to expect, and I think that that's kind of, you know, missing right now. We do it, but not in, like, great detail, and I think that, you know, now with the players that they have and how completely – it's a completely different program, you know, since Pete left, just from, like, the players, most of them being new, you know, and they really caught the coattail of all the success that we had, you know, and they were living off of that. But now they're in a great situation. They get guys who, you know, were here when I was young who know what the program is about, you know what I mean? And it's like, for me – like, I remember when Sark and Kiffin were running the scout team defense with the scout card,
right,
you know, when my child was here. So it's like, to see those guys go off and do well and become head coaches, I still have, you know, I can identify with the UW players and the SC players, you know, telling them what to expect from the coaches, you know, how to approach things. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity to be, not, I wouldn't say a mentor, but to be, like, a helping hand.
You're talking about like how Kiffin was here when you were here the first, you know, a while back. You know, how do you think he's going to do, and how do you think the team will do next year?
I'm not worried about it at all. I think that this was the best hire that they could have made, just in terms of having somebody from the organization, but from the program, you know, that kind of helped build it, and to go off and venture out on his own and take, you know, the beatings of the real world, and then to come back with that experience, with the culture that you already know, with coaches that you already know, and, like, move that forward. I think you can do a great job.
What was your first reaction when you heard that Pete Carroll was going to be hired in Seattle?
You know, it was really, the important thing was probably the reaction to him being the lead candidate. You know, I felt like knowing what the organization was all about internally and seeing it from that perspective, I felt like it was a good chance that he would come up, because you couldn't turn down the offer that he had and the whole everything. Like, you couldn't turn it down. If I was his advisor, I would not be disappointed that he took the job.
So, how do you think it's been next year? Like, what's your goals? Like, what do you want to work on? And, you know, how it's going to be playing with Pete and everything?
I think the good thing for me is that I've experienced this. They know who I am as a player. They saw me from high school, to maturing into, you know, a player to get drafted in the first round. So, you know, for me personally, I get to use the 5 years that I was coached here and the 2 years that I was coached in the league and take all that stuff and move forward, you know, into this next decade where it's free game. You know, I have a chance to leave my mark, you know, on the NFL through great mentorship, you know, guys like Strahan and, you know, watching film and just really understanding the game. And I think that having him, you know, there at that point where, you know, for a defensive lineman, an offensive lineman, your career kind of takes off. I've learned the game. I've been part of it. So having somebody who knows how to is like a great thing. So I'm excited about that.
And, you know, like you were saying, you got, you know, you're into so many different things. Like, what do you want to end up doing after football?
Well, the biggest thing is that I want to be a catalyst for change. Uh-huh. And I want to shift the paradigm on athletes, you know, and create a different box. And I think in that, it allows me, I just want my voice to be heard because I feel like, you know, I've been blessed with unique perspective on certain things and I've experienced a lot, you know, personally, that a lot of people don't know, you know, necessarily, you know, that I experienced socially that's helped change me into a person who can see it from many perspectives. I know what it is to be like a dork. I know what it is to not be liked. I know what it is to not have cool clothes. I know what it is to be like.